Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 3 as we conclude with verses 13 through 19. Encourage yourselves daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end. For it is said, "Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at the rebellion." Who were those who rebelled when they heard? Was it not all those who came out of Egypt under Moses? With whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not those who had sinned, whose corpses fell in the desert, and to whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest, if not to those who were disobedient? And we see that they could not enter for lack of faith. Sin's deceit will harden your hearts, making it even more difficult to come out of the sinful shell we all walk in, until one day we realize God can direct this moral conscience to overcome all thoughts of living evil by placing God first in every decision. The Catechist reminds us today that evil lurks in every location known to man, your home, your workplace, and your freedom, unless you rebuke Satan in every aspect, calling on Christ to heal the ills you feel that are necessary to wreak havoc on someone or something else, unless you call what God has inscribed on every heart the divine good. The Catechist, in paragraph number 1776, offers an explanation of how your deep conscience works, explaining that deep within his conscience, man discovers a law which he has not laid upon himself, but which he must obey. Its voice, ever calling him to love and to do what is good and to avoid evil, sounds in his heart at the right moment. For man has in his heart a law inscribed by God. His conscience is man's most secret core and his sanctuary. There he is alone with God, whose voice echoes in his depths. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those that have asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for our children aloud, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we'd pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are moving into the church for the very first time on Easter Eve. We celebrate their baptism, their confirmation, and their first communion. Lord, give them peace in their walk together. We pray for those who are dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. As we continue to pray for Ukraine aloud, we pray for Holy Mother Church. And in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 3. It's a conclusion of chapter 3 today in verses 13 through 19. Three stanza poem. It's titled, "Disobedient Seen Here, Faith Lacking Stain." Today, still daily yourselves encourage. Sin's deceit not hardened you none. End to beginning, firmly hold as Christ's partners. Voice his heard today, hearts harden, rebellion shun. At hearing voice his, hearts hardened who? Moses' clan from Egypt, years 40 they provoked God, true. Sin, all who complained, desert falling corpses reign, rest his enter not, God ordained. Disobedient seen here, faith lacking stain. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It is April 6, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close in the name of Jesus. Shout out to John and Marie. God bless you in the name of Jesus, my friends. Thank you, Jesus, for all your work in our hearts each day, giving us a moral conscience to obey. We only ask and pray that we live your life for salvation each way. Amen. God bless you as we close in Jesus' name. Amen. At 6:33 today.